The Irish Independent and Irish Times carry similar messages in their lead stories. The Times reports that the government will announce today an extension of the COVID-19 restrictions on commercial and social life, but it is expected to indicate that there could be a partial lifting of the strict regime next month if the rate of infections continues to fall. The restrictions are to stay in place for at least the next fortnight, the Times says, and several senior sources expect they will remain until the May bank holiday. It is a significant change in policy, the Independent says. The national lockdown will not be lifted until a series of strict medical targets is reached, including a major suppression of the virus. The government is preparing to extend the nationwide quarantine until at least the end of the month, the paper believes. Easter break is the headline in the Irish Sun. Break as in the brakes of a car. Over a picture of a Garda at a checkpoint quizzing a car driver on the N11, the paper reports that Gardaí have warned of even stricter travel restrictions heading into the bank holiday weekend. The Irish Daily Mirror headline is less polite. Get off the roads, you COVIDiots, the paper says, paraphrasing the words of a woman, Yvonne Kinsella, who has spent time in a Dublin hospital fighting COVID-19 alongside a compromised immune system and asthma. The Irish Daily Mail leads with a report that weekenders who have travelled hundreds of kilometres to their holiday homes have been threatened by locals. One incident, widely reported in other papers, was in Kilkee, County Clare, where posters were put up telling holiday homeowners to F off or they might have no house to return to when the COVID-19 crisis is over. The Irish Examiner reports that HSE staff at Páirc Uí Chaoimh in Cork have taken just a handful of swab samples from people who have been referred for COVID-19 testing in recent days, and limited activity was observed at Croke Park yesterday by the paper. The Examiner says that concerns have been raised about the rate of sampling, which is designed to identify the prevalence of the virus in the community. Fraud Squad is the lead headline in the Irish Daily Star over a report that a man allegedly impersonating a Garda was caught red-handed in the Baldoyle area of Dublin yesterday afternoon. The man, who was driving a car with blue flashing lights and pretending to be a Garda, pulled over a woman who was on her phone, not realising that she was an officer with the Garda Drugs Unit who was not in uniform, the paper says. The Belfast Telegraph's front page has a photograph of the funeral in County Tyrone on Wednesday of the former Sinn Féin councillor, Francie McNally. It was attended by 200 people who ignored the lockdown, the paper says. The Republican funeral is to be investigated by police after pictures emerged of a colour party accompanying a horse-drawn hearse, the Irish News reports in its lead story. 10 members of Mr. McNally's family went into the graveyard and there was no church service, but dozens appeared to be on the streets, the paper says. Today is Good Friday and the Pope Mobile makes an appearance on the front pages of The Times and Independent. The Times photograph is credited to Peter Larkin and Kira Wilkinson. The Independent picture is by Arthur Caron. But it's not the Pope. As the Independent reports, it's Father Malachy Conlon, parish priest at Our Lady Star of the Sea Church in Bohor, Cooley, County Louth. And he took to the road around the Cooley Peninsula in the vintage vehicle yesterday to bless his parishioners, one of whom is seen kneeling by the roadside. The Independent reports a message posted on a local Facebook page: when you can't go to church, the church comes to you.